Delta Airlines is making a major change to its frequent flyer program. Starting next year, the number of miles you earn for perks like upgrades and free flights will be based on how much you spend instead of how far you fly. It's a change to attract more business travelers who often book flights at the last minute or want to fly first class and are willing to spend more. It means that soon the person sitting next to you flying to the same city on Delta might be receiving a lot more miles than you if you got a cheap ticket. Scott Meyerowitz covers the airlines industry for the Associated Press and joins me in the studio now. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Amy.
So is this unusual, this decision by Delta?
Delta's the first big carrier to go ahead and do this. So this is very revolutionary, but there is precedent out there. Some of the other airlines, JetBlue, Southwest, and Virgin America, have a system set up in a similar manner.
Delta's offering at least 5 miles for each dollar spent. So if you get miles based on the total price of the ticket instead of how many miles you fly, how comparable are the two? Will you be generating more miles faster?
It depends who you are. If you are a business traveler who buys a $2,000 ticket at the last second, that's great for you. You're going to get a lot of miles for a quick flight to California. But if you're one of those people who's able to manage a $250, $300 airfare, you're really going to lose out a lot. You know, you get about 4,000 or 5,000 miles to go to California, and now you're getting a few hundred.
Should we even be calling them miles anymore?
You know, the other airlines that have done this now call them points, and that's the way we need to start thinking about it.
Will this have any effect on existing miles for Delta customers?
We're waiting to see sort of the other shoe here. Delta's telling us in the fourth quarter of this year, so many months away, we'll find out actually how much our existing miles will be worth. They're saying that they're going to create 5 tiers of redemption, some availability in some, a lot of availability in others, depending on how many miles you have and how far you're going. So it could be.
Scott, you said other airlines have already made this change. Did they see any reflection in who used their airlines? Did they see some passenger drop off? I'm wondering if it's even worth it anymore to participate in these frequent flyer programs.
For the casual traveler, you know, it's always worth signing up for the program, but it's not worth being dedicated to one airline. And you look at someone like Southwest, they definitely did get a little bit more loyalty out of their business travelers when they changed their program a few years ago. But for the most part, if you're someone who only flies 2-3 times a year, look for the cheapest flight.
You're right. Should we expect the other big airlines, American and United, to follow suit?
Yeah. Delta made a change last year in how it gets elite qualifying status out there and tie it to revenue. United quickly followed. I would assume that United will be the first one to do this. American, which is going through a merger with US Air, will probably follow a year later.
So this Mayor de Blasio talking about the tale of two cities, this sounds like income inequality coming to the airline industry?
It really is in many ways. If you look at it from the airline's perspective, they're the ones who, you know, about 70% of their revenue comes from just 20% of the passengers. They want to make those 20% really happy and reward them for buying expensive tickets. The rest of us, there's an old saying in the airline industry that the rest of the passengers are just self-moving freight. And in many ways, this is sort of how the airlines do treat some people.
Wow. Is this also why airlines like United and Delta are putting in high-end luxuries and airports for their top-paying customers? I flew Delta over the weekend out of JFK. I was amazed at how beautiful the terminal was and all the gadgets they provided. They provide an iPad for me to shop on while I'm waiting to board my flight.
Yeah, they've really come into the New York market, and Delta said, we want to cater to high-end business travelers. They built a beautiful sky deck, they call it, up at the top of their club with views of the runway. They'll even now drive their top customers in a Porsche on the tarmac from one plane to another.
Well, that wasn't me for sure. Scott Meyerowitz is with the Associated Press, where he spends a lot of time in the air reporting on the airlines industry. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This is WNYC.